Just keeping an attitude of worship. I'm going to read the definition from the dictionary, one of the dictionaries of communion. It's not a spiritual definition. The sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially when the exchange is on a mental or spiritual level. I'm going to read that again, and I made a mistake. I said it's not a spiritual definition, but now that I'm reading it, it is a spiritual definition, but it's not from a spiritual book. It's from just a normal dictionary. The sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings, especially when the exchange is on a mental or spiritual level. And for us, it's sharing our thoughts and feelings with God, being open with Him, being honest with Him. And it's not just sharing, it's exchanging. It's exchanging. It's not just on my part to give to Him, or for me just to wait and for Him to give to me. It is an exchange there. And as you're receiving, as Joe's coming by, you're receiving something pretty common. It's just juice and bread, and it's for us this morning. We're receiving that. And does everybody have something in just a minute? But it's sharing our thoughts and our feelings with the Lord. It's giving Him. And I know you guys came in here this morning with thoughts and feelings. Thank you. With thoughts and feelings and just problems and things that you thought about all last week and things you dealt with all day yesterday and things you're thinking about and things deeply that you're feeling about in just different areas. So what I'd ask you to do is just bow your heads before we partake. And just take a moment to share, to give something intimate to the Lord. Your thoughts, your feelings, not just a problem, not just a person, but something from you, maybe concerning that. A thought or a feeling. It can be a positive, it can be love, a thankfulness. As we come in and we receive and we participate in this communion, in this exchange, it could be fear, loneliness, lack, just a struggle with clear thoughts or clear emotions. Exchange with Him. Share with Him. If you would, just form, you don't have to say it out loud, but form a sentence, form a thought, form a feeling, put words to it, and give that to Him. And receive back from Him something. Just be at peace and receive something back from Him this morning. As you share with Him a thought or a feeling, it's an exchange. He's going to share something back with you. Receive that this morning. Let the Holy Spirit give you that something. Let the Holy Spirit even reveal to you and what you're to share, the thing that you're afraid to share, the thing that you don't want to put a word to, a sentence to. Let the Holy Spirit just do His work in this exchange this morning. Father, we thank You, and we just have confidence that You are seeking to give us words to exchange with us, to be in communion with us, that it's even though we celebrate it and we do it in church when we gather, it's something representative that we do all the time, that it's meant to not be done, but it's meant to be a who we are and how we are in communion with You. We thank You for that this morning. And that this morning I just want to concentrate on that part where do this in remembrance of me. And I was thinking this morning when I was praying is that do this in remembrance for me. Remember our friendship. Remember, because he's talking to the disciples and now he's talking to us. Remember the friendship that we have. Remember the love that you felt. Remember the healing of your soul and remember the healing of those emotions that aren't even you anymore, that they're not even familiar, those thoughts, those things you used to struggle with, that because of being in communion with me and that exchange that we've had, have given you something beautiful. Remember that intimacy, that love, that friendship, that laughter, that depth. Remember the times we've traveled together. Remember the times you were alone and I came to you. Remember when no one else felt like no one else loved you or would protect you, that I protected you and I was there. Remember those things. I think also it's remember what I think of you. Remember how I feel about you. Remember what I've said about you. So this morning, just with your eyes closed, just remember your times with him, that joy of your salvation. Remember what he has said about you in scripture and to you through words and just through your heart, the heart sound of your heart. Remember how he thinks about you, how much he loves you, how he feels towards you. And remember that and stir that up. And if there's any remembrance coming in where he doesn't like you or he doesn't love you or he's not super happy for you to be his daughter or his son, and that is not the Holy Spirit speaking to you, that is not the voice of God, so just push that out and receive in this exchange as you're remembering him what he thinks of you this morning. What no man can convince you of, but the Holy Spirit can convince you of it. So, Father, we just lift up the bread, the life that we're nourished by, your life, the life of Jesus that we're nourished by, that we're healed by. And we declare this morning he's the bread from heaven, the bread of life, the bread that brings us into eternity, that makes us never hungry again, broken for our healing. So we just break it this morning. We partake of it for healing in Jesus' name. And if you haven't done already, shake the juice before you open it. All right. We do have classes starting the 1st of March on how to open these things. Just with your eyes closed, and just lift up the juice this morning. The wine represents payment for our sin, not payment for our sin up until we became his kids alone, not payment up for sin, and now that we're in the family we have to work hard and we have to achieve something, we have to do something, but payment for our sin then, now, and later, all of it. The whole enchilada, every bit of it, our sin. Not simply our sins, but our sin. The depth and the wound of being human. God has come to heal that in Jesus' name. And he does it through Jesus. He does it through the cross. He does it through this common union, or this communion, this exchange that we're participating in, representing again the exchange that we've had before with Jesus. We thank you for that, that this blood is poured out for us. The grace and peace, the connection, the forgiveness, the entrance into family, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever, in Jesus' name, is partake of it. Thank you.